verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Saturday night, top of the hour, about 11 o'clock, and we thank you for coming back to join us at Crystal the Rock. You are listening to Crystal the Rock 100.7, sponsored by TBN. Here we go. In Lace. Yeah, that's wait, that's an inside joke there. You know, it's not TBN in Lace. No, TBN in Lace. My name is Pastor Mark D. Ingram, and joining me in the studio this morning, I told you all, our brother finally made it, our other team member. You all can go to the good evening. Did I say morning? What? Yeah. Oh, gosh. See,
Come on, man.
It's hot, man.
Caliente, Pastor Mark.
You know, y'all check out the website, www.christotherock.com, and you can actually put faces with the names and the personalities and the voices that you hear coming through your speakers right now. Pastor Mark Ingram, on my other side of our team, we have Brother Guillermo, who has made it to the studio.
How you doing, brothers?
You to hear his voice right now. Guillermo, say something.
How you doing, everybody? Good night. Buenas noches para todos.
He's smooth, isn't he? He's just so smooth. You see how he came in there? Just smooth. And my brother from another, on the other side, Pastor Ricky. Say something, Pastor.
¿Cómo están todos? Espero que estén todos bien esta noche.
Okay. What? Come on, Pastor. Help me out.
Let me translate that a little bit faster, Mark, so he won't get Anyways, I just said, how's everybody tonight? Everybody doing tonight?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Y'all can put actually faces with these voices. Just go to the website, www.christotherock.com. And we just came off of, we have in studio tonight with us John Hershenberg and Stephanie Valderrama. And we're talking about visions, hopes, dreams, and the things that we need to do to make that happen. And we just listened to one of the songs that you all have hopefully really enjoyed. And we're going to tell you right now where to get faith, family, and friends. John, I want you to tell us before we kind of get Stephanie, the artist that just sang that beautiful song. Can you all give us some contact information where you can purchase it, download it, anything like that?
Yeah, go right to Stephanie's website, www.stephanievalderrama.com. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Valderrama, VALDERRAMA.com.
Okay, wonderful. Listeners, you all are going to actually get to hear from Miss Stephanie this segment. And I think that you all will definitely be not only enlightened and inspired, but, you know, she's easy on the eyes, too. And so you all are just really going to get a chance to, oh, my God.
Thank you, Pastor
Mark. My goodness. She's what? And so you all actually get an opportunity if you go to her website. And if you even check out Texas CSA or American CSA, you'll get to see the executive director. So I want to get us back in real quick so I can get our team members on this discussion. We're talking about dreams, visions, and goals. And so I think this is a good spot right here. Brother Guillermo, as Brother John kind of reintroduces himself to our listeners, because it's the top of the hour. We have some that are just joining us for the night here, Saturday night. And so as he kind of reintroduces himself real quick, can you tag on to what he says at the end and translate that bilingually for me?
No hay problema.
Thank you, my brother. Brother John, reintroduce yourself to our listeners and tell us something about how this American CSA organization started.
Hey, well, for one thing, I feel very comfortable being here with you guys on a Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
You got the whole bilingual thing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I am from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, wow.
Hey, and 25 years ago, I married a beautiful Hispanic wife.
I love her
25
dearly.
Years, brother.
Hi, Myrna.
Myrna. Love you.
So, you know, basically, you know, she's been my rock my whole life. And she kind of pushed me into being part of a band. I joined a praise team about 10 years ago and became the leader at my local church, praise leader. I'd been a musician my whole life, played guitar, but I never was part of a band.
Okay.
And my wife gave me that extra nudge to say, hey, I want you to be on this praise team
band.
That's
wonderful.
And it was just a great feeling. I'd never been part of a band before. And In 2006, I got a word from God that said I would begin to write songs, and these songs would go on to bless thousands of people. Okay. I was like hit with a rock, you know. Okay. I couldn't believe it because I'd never written anything before.
Yeah.
Before you knew it, I took a pen and paper and started writing songs. I took that step of faith, and before you knew it, the songs just started coming.
Okay.
And I met Stephanie Valderrama at our church, and we started co-writing together.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I just cut Mr. John off. I'm going to let Brother Guillermo jump in here real quick to translate that so that we get those of us that we cover both ends of the spectrum of what John just said. Go ahead, Brother Guillermo.
Okay, el hermano John Hershenberg dijo que él siempre había cantado canciones en la iglesia donde él participaba y al final conoció a la que es ahora su esposa. Y él le dijo que por qué no participaba en la banda de la iglesia para adorar a Jesucristo y a Dios en esa banda. Y después de eso, él empezó a escribir canciones y a la larga empezaron a formar esta institución que se llama CSA, American CSA, que es para los escritores de canciones cristianas, que empezó en Texas y ahora se está pasando a todo Estados Unidos. Y esto empezó en 2006.
Okay, that's all right there. Pastor Ricky, what's up, man?
Well, enjoying myself tonight. Can't wait for Stephanie to open her mouth and speak. See what she's got to say.
I know what you're waiting on, you know, and we're going to get there. Because I tell y'all what, Pastor Ricky is, you know, he's not really the quiet sort. And I can tell you what, when we get into his arena, you all will know that we are in Pastor Ricky's arena. So hang on in there, my brother. I'm in the boat with you.
That's
I'm
right.
Your brother. But I had to hear from you because we want our listeners to understand, you know, wow, I can really roll and rock with Pastor Ricky. I'm in the boat, you know. And so go to the website, check him out, and get to learn his testimony.
I'm right still breathing, now, brother.
You the man. You know that? You the man, Doc. Right about now, I think this is a good time as we're talking about visions, dreams, and goals. And we're going to have a couple of awesome testimonies that you all can really relate to. We're just not talking to you about some things that we're just talking about. We're talking to you about them because we've experienced them or we are literally living them. My brother Guillermo, man, he is the director of a rehab clinic where that takes some vision, that takes some goal setting, that takes some dreaming. Not only Mr. John, he's talked to you a bit about American CSA, and this is a good time to bring in baby sis. I call her baby girl. She is one of the artists that you just heard the first song tonight. You're hearing her music tonight on Christo the Rock. So let me introduce her to you, our Saturday night listening audience. Her name is Stephanie Valderrama. Can we give her some love in the studio?
Yeah.
Give her a little bit of love in the studio.
Well,
what's
thanks,
up,
guys? Hey, just here.
How
excited? Good. Excited about being here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, you're welcome.
Excited.
Tell our listeners something that you want them to know after this segment, and they've heard Faith, Family, and Friends. They're about to hear the next segment, Need to Be Now. You tell them something that you want them to know about you before we kind of really get this ball rolling with our team about vision, dreams, goals. It could be you might have a piece of inspiration or advice. Mm-hmm. Tell our listeners something about you, and then I want my brothers Guillermo or Pastor Ricky to translate this nugget of information bilingually for us.
Sure. Well, like John said, he started up on the praise team, and I moved from Miami, Florida, down here to Texas and joined the church's praise team where John was at. Mm-hmm. And after God had given him that word, about writing music. I mean, he knew I had a voice, but, you know, I just thought, hey, I'm just a pretty little voice, and that's all it was.
Yeah.
But he shared that vision with me, and I jumped right on board with him. And if I didn't pick up that pen and pad with him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
So in essence, what you're saying, and that's before my brothers translate, in essence, what you're saying is John believed and then got active. But for you to believe that you're sitting here now and we're listening to your music, you had to believe.
Exactly.
And get active.
Yeah, I was a baby Christian at the time. Didn't know what faith really was.
Yeah.
And when I saw the excitement in him and how God was really using him and giving him the the big vision that, you know, that's just rolling out today, I said I couldn't pass it up. And what did I have to lose? So I just jumped on it.
That's wonderful. Well, Pastor Ricky and Brother Guillermo, I want you all to take that segment of what Miss Stephanie said, and we're going to come back to her so that our listeners can really get to know her. Check out her website, the music they're listening to tonight. I want you all to take what she just said and kind of take that among yourselves and then kind of translate that in English and in Spanish for me.
La niña se llama Stephanie Valderrama y lo que estaba diciendo es que ella se vino desde Miami, Florida, acá a Dallas, Texas, o el área de Dallas, a participar en la banda de John, en la iglesia donde estaban, y al final John la empujó porque tuvo una visión de que ella iba a ser una cantante cristiana, inspirada por Dios, y le dijo a ella que tenía que empezar a hacer eso, empezar a escribir canciones y a cantar canciones cristianas como solista. Y ella al final se dio cuenta que eso es lo que necesitaba y lo pudo hacer, y se sintió inspirada por John y ahora es una cantante independiente.
Brother Guillermo was talking about Stephanie, how she moved from Florida. There's something very interesting here, Pastor Mark, about what she did. She knew she could sing.
Yeah.
And she probably had a dream since she was young.
Right, right.
But something that we can't afford to miss here is how God brings people together.
That's wonderful. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And to help us accomplish purpose and destiny and fulfill her dreams. And so John played a big part in her life, and she believed in his dreams. So she did what she needed to do and stepped out. So that really blessed me when she was saying that.
I tell you what, you just hit on something that's pretty good that I think our listeners need to be able to latch on to, because the only reason that we're able to sit here on the numero uno, number one Christian radio station in the United States of America.
You have to throw that in, don't you?
Come on, Pastor Martin.
He's not trying to brag.
The only reason that we are able to sit here and do what we're doing tonight, reaching those on a Saturday night right here on the Word FM, and not just the radio. You can listen to these worldwide on the internet, even at the website. But here's my point. The only reason that we're sitting here is because God touched somebody to believe in us. And so he brought us together.
That's right.
And so we wouldn't be sitting here if it were not for God tapping Sister Tina, saying, you know what? Wow, that guy's gifted. Or wow, that guy. And so we're all here because God has pulled us together.
Right.
And the reason that you are listening to us tonight, round about a quarter after 11, you know, you could be anywhere. Your station could be anywhere. It could be tuned to any station. But God has you tuned right here to us, not because we're on the number one radio station in America, but he had you tuned to us because he is literally speaking to you right now, saying, hey, I'm talking to you. That vision you have, that goal you have, that dream you have, it's okay. I just want to try to give you some understanding of how to go about achieving that. That's God talking to every one of you listening right now. And so we're hoping that you receive that. I want to come right back. I want to ask my brother John, because we're talking about the American CSA, but we started off, the organization, his vision started off as the Texas CSA. So I want him to discuss for us how the Texas Christian Songwriters Association became the American Christian Songwriters Association.
We were a small group of songwriters that got together in Dallas-Fort Worth area. We were meeting in each other's living rooms.
Okay.
And we found it very comforting and supportive to share songs that we had all written. And we thought, wow, let's try to make this happen across the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed and formed the Texas Christian Songwriters Association so people could have meetings all over the state, all the way from El Paso to Houston.
Yeah.
And we're doing that today. That was 2 years ago. And then it was the things that happened with Texas CSA and building our own internet radio station and having church partnership concerts.
Yeah.
All those great things about getting our music out there. That's what inspired us to take this nationally from coast to coast and create the American Christian Songwriters Association. We wanted that fellowship from coast to coast.
Okay. I want you to give us some contact information real quick before I get Stephanie in here, because I want our listeners to learn about her, listen to her, because when we start making this transition, I expect it to get really inspirational and heated in here in a positive way, because I think everybody sitting here in earshot, we all have a dream. We all have a vision. We all have something that we believe in that we think, man, why can't I do that? And we're even going to talk about some success stories that we think they are the greatest ever. And that's what society says. But a lot of people don't know that they were discouraged early on. And even though they failed, i.e. Michael Jordan, i.e. Tony Romo, i.e. Selena, these are people that didn't get to where they were without experiencing failure or discouragement. And so they had to believe that God gave them the dream, vision, and goal to be exactly who they were. So, Steph, talk to us about this song that we're going to be hearing coming up in this next segment. And the name of the song we're going to hear is Need to Be Now. Give us the inspiration for that song.
Well, sure. The Christian Songwriters Association that we're with, we encourage a lot of collaborating, a lot of sharing of the resources. And in this particular song, John and I were writing it, and we were just stuck at the bridge of the song.
Okay.
And we were like, hey, why don't we just call one of our friends, one of the members of the Texas ESA, and her name is Erin Michelle. Shout out, Erin. Anyway.
Okay. What up, Erin? Yeah, I call her the gifted one.
She really is. Really talented. But we called her up, and she came over one day and helped us with that bridge. Fantastic song woman and great song in general. Okay. So we're very excited about the way it ended.
Okay. Excited about it, huh?
Mm-hmm. So what year was this?
That we wrote this song?
Yep.
Actually, it was a couple months ago. It's going to be on the CD coming out August 14th, so be looking out for that.
And where can we get that?
Oh, yeah, duh. The song is actually, it's about, it's about a female, or in this song, it's about a female that shines light on another person's life, and how we need to reflect that same light onto all the other people out there in the world. So, just a quick little
intro. I'm going to throw this in here. I mean, I know the song might be about a female, but...
Anybody.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Anybody, guys.
We got some guys listening to it, and I'm like, well, hello, can I be inspired?
I meant in this song, this song.
You're going to love this song.
It's a great song. You'll love it.
Brother Guillermo's got something for you, Steph, I do believe. Mm-hmm. Pastor Ricky or Brother Guillermo? We definitely want, even if they don't have anything, we're going to get that translated into.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Stephanie dijo que se había inspirado con una niña que se llama, what was her name?
We're just talking about a female, just in general.
Stephanie le ayudó a escribir esta canción. Esta canción se hizo hace 2 meses y la van a escuchar en el siguiente segmento. Y va a aparecer en la cartelera. When she's gonna, when you gonna release the
14 de agosto.
El 14 de agosto de este año va a sacar su CD. ¿Qué se llama? ¿Name of it?
Faith, Family, and Friends. Yo creo que, bueno, todavía no sabemos.
Faith, Familia, y Amigos.
Okay. So the title track we heard is actually the name of the disc.
Yes.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Okay.
I got to ask you a question.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
When did you get saved?
I got saved in 2001. 2001, yeah.
Did you know in you that you were going to sing for the Lord?
No. I just knew that I sang in my restroom with my little comb and, you know, that was about it.
But that's how it starts.
That's how it always starts.
And it grows if you stay with that and, you know, don't let go of what
it just unfolds.
I tell you what, listeners, we're talking about her singing with her comb and all of that. I tell you what, I'm serious, y'all. We actually have the capability where you can watch one of Stephanie's concerts live on the American CSA site. We're getting to the point where you'll be able to stream. You'll actually be able to watch her live, and she is quite the powerful performer, and I'm not just talking about anything just because, oh, she's in the studio with me. That's my baby sister. No, I'm talking about it because she was actually in concert at our church, the church that I pastor, and we actually got to see her live, and she got to perform some songs from a previous disc of hers, and so I think it would really be something that you all would enjoy to check her music out. You're getting a chance to listen to it tonight on Crystal the Rock, and we are found at www.crystaltherock.com. Steph, what do you got for us before we get ready to come into this next song which is entitled Need to Be Now. Tell us something or tell our listeners what you want them to know, either about you, the song, and give us contact information, whatever you feel led to say before we can transition into this next song.
Well, just like our topic today, just if you've got a vision in your heart or God just placed something directly into your heart, know that it can always be overcome with God right by your side. I am the executive director for the American Christian Songwriters Association, and you can call me directly if you're interested about hearing about it or coming to one of our meetings. You can call me at 817-723-0374 or email me at StephanieV@fshmusic.com.
Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Stephanie Valderrama.
Yeah, I think we all got Facebook.
We all got Facebook.
Yeah, everybody got a Facebook page, you know. Yeah, yes. Hook us up, you know. Look her up on Facebook. And we just really hope you all just really enjoy this music tonight. You also get a chance to put her face with the disc project that you're listening to. So, team, we're about to make our transition, Brother G and Pastor R. We're about to make our transition and what we're really talking. And I think Brother John's going to stay with us tonight. He's going to keep it with us tonight because we're really going to have a time when we're talking about believing in, striving for a goal or a dream becoming a viable reality. So before we get out of here for this segment, we want you to enjoy this next song coming up by Stephanie Valderrama. And before I do this outro, I'm going to let her introduce the song, and then we'll see you back at the next segment. Take it away, Steph.
Okay, this song is about a specific person shining their light onto another person and how we need to do the same thing with other people that we meet out there in our life. So hope it blesses you all.
All right. Thank you for joining us tonight. Christo the Rock, take us with you wherever you go. You can log on to www.thewordfm.com anywhere in the world, and you will not need to miss one single. Is that uno?
Uno.
See, I know a little bit of Spanish. You don't need to miss one single show. We thank God that you are spending your Saturday night with us. Enjoy this song by Stephanie Valderrama called Need to Be Now, and we'll be right back, and we're going to get this ball rolling about our topic of the night. See you in a bit.
Straight to him, the one who washed my sins.